Are you lost and do not know it? What does the Bible have to tell us about being saved by God and having a relationship with Him?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, and in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our broadcast, where over the past several weeks we have been talking about what it means to be lost and what it means to be saved. We can only be saved from sin, from self, and from the consequences of space and time, what Jesus called the outer darkness, through an understanding of what God expects of us and what the consequences of sin are. Many people do not know that they need a Savior because they don't understand what they need to be saved from. And the answer to that is in the Bible, which is a direct revelation of God. And that is from sin, self, and the consequences of dying and ending up disembodied, wandering through space and time in the outer darkness. Sorry about that, Mikey. Continue. In other words, the Bible tells us that we have to be saved from sin. We must be delivered from sin. Holy Scripture makes it very clear to you and me that God's tolerance of sin is zero. God is a holy God. The word holiness means separated from the world, separated from sin, and separated to God. Now, if we understand that, and if we understand that to have a relationship with God, that we must be separated from sin, that is, from a lifestyle of sin, and that God will save us and do the rest for us once we choose to do that, then we can enter into a relationship with Him, which the Bible calls a covenant. You see, God is not a God of religion. God is a God of covenant, relationship. And the beautiful thing about that is that you can have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit by your decision to trust on them and dedicate your life to them and them alone and not to doctrines of men or traditions of men or impotent, powerless religion where men are controlling men. That isn't what faith is about. That isn't what relationship with God is about. God is a God of covenant, and covenant, as we've said before, is a relationship and a contract, if you will, between two people. In the case in which we are speaking, between God and you, between God and me. Now, if we understand that, then we know there is a way to enter into that relationship. And every man must do that to be saved from the consequences of sin. World sin, personal sin, cultural sin, it doesn't matter. Now, God's tolerance of sin is zero. In Matthew 5:48, we read, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." Now, that word perfect in the Greek of the New Testament actually means to be spiritually mature so that you don't sin. That's the requirement to go to the Father. That's the requirement to enter heaven. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. But based on the law of cause and effect, no effect can be greater than its cause. If I, as a cause of something, am imperfect, then the only thing that could ever come from me is imperfection, because only God is perfect. Therefore, if we were to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, we would need God Himself to do that work for us. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, Son of the Father, has done for us. Isn't it interesting? At some point, Jesus in heaven must have said to the Father, "If I go down there and I become a perfect lamb sacrifice for sin," since Father God always required a sacrificial offering for sin, and Jesus must have said, "If I go to the altar of the cross, Father, will you accept that once and for all time, once and for all men, once and for all sin?" And the Father must have said yes because He permitted Him to do it. And so the Scripture, a divine revelation, tells us that Jesus incarnated and came in the likeness of man upon the earth, performing miracles and healings and casting out demons, raising the dead, making the blind to see, causing the lame to walk and the paralyzed to get up by the words of His mouth, because faith-filled words fulfill the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, which is the law of grace, which meant that Jesus, with His words, had the ability to empower people through grace so that they would recover, so that they would live again, so that they would walk again, so that they would see again through the many miracles that He did, testified by the apostles, by the numbers of people who saw Him perform these things, and even by the pagan historian to the Roman court, Flavius Josephus, who wrote that he had seen Him do many and marvelous things. Flavius Josephus even said one dare not call Him a man. And there is no evidence historically, my friends, that Flavius Josephus ever became a follower of Jesus, although he was a Jew who was ostracized and rejected by the Jewish people because he was making his living as a historian to the Romans who were keeping his people in bondage. Isn't it interesting that Jesus does not put us in a position to choose as to whether he is just a teacher or a prophet or a good man? No. My friends, by the claims which he made about himself, and by the miracles and the feats and wonders which he performed, witnessed to and documented by so many people in history at that time, Jesus puts you and me in a position where you and I have to make a choice, and that is either he was insane or a lunatic, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God. Why? Because only God could perform miracles. And that Jesus performed miracles is certain through the eyewitnesses of so many people who saw those workings, some of them pagan, some of them Jewish priests, some of them followers. Oh, yes, he leaves us no doubt based on the track record which he left behind. We must either choose that Jesus Christ is who he says he was, or he was a lunatic or a fraud. And no fraud, my friend, can raise the dead. And no fraud can make the blind to see. And no fraud can make the lame to walk. Oh, yes. Is it any wonder, then, that Jesus said, I and my Father are one. One. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. In the New Testament or covenant, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Jesus. In the Old Testament, he is called the Spirit of God, that is, the Father. No wonder Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Why, then, would you follow men? Why, then, would you follow some impotent philosopher of the past, or some powerless figurehead of some religion or another, following doctrines of men made up by men, rather than the revelation of God, which is the Word of God, the Holy Bible? Can any of those men of your religions, whichever ones they were, and I say this respectfully, can any of those men come to you today and reveal themselves to you? The answer to that is no. But Jesus can. Listen to his words in John 14:10 of the New Testament Gospel of John. He said, Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very works' sake. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me because I live. You shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. My goodness, my friends, what powerful statements Jesus made. Can those statements be made by Ramakrishna? Can those statements be made by Mohammed? Can they be made by Lao Tzu? Can they be made by Confucius? Can they be made by the Pope? Can they be made by me? The answer is no. No one can make those statements who cannot live them and prove them and manifest the truths behind them. And that is the reason why Jesus is the Son of the living God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And he is coming very, very, very soon to take his church, the body of believers, off of the earth before the judgment of the nations and the judgments of unbelievers for their hard-heartedness. Listen again here in John 14, verses 10 to 21. I'm just going to make a few points here of some very powerful statements that Jesus made and ask yourself whether the God or the person or the figurehead of the religion you are following right now could say these things or could perform these things. Notice in John 14:14, Jesus said, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Can the one you follow say that, my friend? Now watch this. In John 14:17, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, and he says, "He will dwell with you and shall be in you." Can the figurehead of your religion give you that? The answer is no. The next verse, John 14:18, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And then in John 14:21, he says, "He that keeps my commandments," that is my teachings, "and has them, he it is that loves me. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Isn't that something? Now, listen up. This is important. In John 14:18, Jesus says, "I will come to you." In John 14:21, Jesus says, "I will manifest myself to you." Can Mohammed do that? Can Buddha do that? Can Confucius do that? Can Lao Tzu do that? In 1 Corinthians 4:19 and 20, we read, "For the kingdom comes in power, not in words." You can go to an empty church or an empty mosque or to a Hindu temple or to a Confucian meeting or to a group that practices the teachings of Lao Tzu, and you can listen to words and words and words and words and words. And the Bible says that is impotent. It is powerless. It never healed anybody. It never raised the dead. It never caused the blind to see. It never changed hearts. It never changed attitudes. Why? Because it's all impotent religion. And Jesus says the kingdom, which he preaches, comes in power, not in words. And that's the reason why Jesus was able to lay hands on people or to speak a word over them. And by the power of the Holy Spirit on him, which he also promises will fall on you if you receive Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, by that power, these kingdom manifestations can be had again. They can happen again. Because the scripture says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that something? God wants a personal relationship with you. He wants to manifest himself to you. He wants to come to you, according to this scripture of John chapter 14. But John tells us, and he promises us by writing these words down, the words of Jesus, that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. Now let me ask you a question. Would you like to ask in Jesus' name for the revelation of the living Christ, one with the Father in the Holy Spirit? The first evidence that Jesus has come to you and has manifested himself to you is the evidence of a changed heart, a changed attitude. The very first thing that Jesus does when he comes on the scene is to change our attitudes toward him, towards the things of God, or towards the belief in God and the church, and towards the belief in the Father. That's the very first evidence of Jesus' presence in your life, of Jesus' presence in your home, of Jesus presenting himself to you. He extends grace, God's favor and love, and by that extension of grace, he changes your attitude so that you can reach out to him, so that you can receive him as your personal Lord and Savior and come out, I say come out from under that religious bondage and those repetitious rituals which are impotent and powerless to ever give you an experience of God. I don't know about you, my friend. I don't want impotent, powerless religion. I want God. I want God. I thirst for God. I have a hunger for God, and not for some man that wants to come along and tell me that he is going to intercede to God for me. That's not relationship. That's not covenant. A covenant is a contract between two people. God was always a God of covenant. He continues to be a God of covenant, and he will always be a God of covenant, because in the scripture he says, I change not. And so there is a way to experience God. There is a way to experience Christ as a real living person, and that is to invite him into your heart right now today. Today is as good a day as any, and see that it is self-proving and that everything else is false and impotent and powerless. Mechanical, boring. God is the most exciting thing around. He's what it's all about. And he is calling you to him right now, here today. Will you enter covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ right now, here today? Will you receive him in your heart as your personal Lord and Savior? Will you pray this prayer with me aloud and see that what I am preaching is self-proving? It proves itself. The Bible proves itself. Don't have to explain it to anyone or apologize for anything. If you just be fair and reach out and let God manifest himself to you, you will see that it is real and it is true. Pray this prayer aloud with me right now. Would you please, right here today?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, being willing to turn from your sins, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church, get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized, get into Christian community where people can help you to learn the Word of God so that you can grow in your knowledge of Christ. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus is real is the evidence of changed hearts and the evidence of changed lives. People are coming to Jesus by the millions. Be part of that, won't you? God bless you. Talk to you again next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings, given over many years past, are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Burns Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.